It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. Yanks back in action versus Corbin Burns and the Diamondbacks tonight, and torpedo bats remain the big topic in baseball. But, you know, I've sat on this for a day. I got to be honest, don't like the name torpedo bats.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems lame. It seems like we could do better.
What else would you call it, though?
I'm glad you asked, Tiki, because I'm here to give you the five better names than torpedo bats.
I like that setup.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
In that case, by the way, he was Kerry Collins. I was Tiki Barber. Threw me the pass. All right, number five. How about the Yankee Doodler?
What?
The bat's doing the doodling? It's the Yankees?
What is the... I don't even know what a doodler is.
Like, you know, when you doodle, you're writing things down. The doodler is the weapon.
I'm going to be patient, but so far, not good.
You don't like it? All right. Let's try the next one.
Number four.
Better than torpedo bat. Number four is the Bronx Bomber.
Wow. So far, it's just all cheesy. It's like, eh.
I was, like, really excited for these. I torpedo mean, bat's not... All right,
listen, you got three more. Maybe you're going to surprise us.
Number three.
The Mitt Stick. M-I-T. For the MIT grad that invented them? Are you guys serious?
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go.
Mitt Stick.
Yep. Number two.
The Uncle Lenny. For Lenny, the guy that invented it.
This is a disaster.
Are you guys serious?
You think all of these names are better than torpedo bat?
Yes. Am I being set up here? Can I get half a chuckle?
It's not funny.
No, these are better names.
I mean, I feel like I'm back in the South with the crickets.
All right, one more.
Number one.
The Meat Mover.
It's good. The Meat Mover.
Since like the meat of the bat's been moved. All right, I'm going to see myself out before I think.
No. That last one was good. The Meat Mover's pretty good.
The Meat Mover's better than torpedo bat.
Yeah.
Meat Mover? Because you move the meat of the bat.
Yeah, it kind of makes sense. It's kind of funny. I like that one. The Meat Mover. Giancarlo, are you using the Meat Mover tonight?
Come on, it's perfect.
I think I saw Lindor with the Meat Mover.
It's Meat Mover giveaway day.
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
I think it took you a while to get there, but that was a good number one.
All right. All right. So the Yankees and their Yankee doodlers go to work tonight.
No, the rest of it was terrible.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sean, there's your Cinco to 5-0 every day at 5 o'clock. So today's
By the way, I just looked up with Doodler.
Yeah, what is it?
Unidentified American serial killer based in San Francisco, California from 1974 to 1975.
He did not know that, by the way.
I'm just telling you.
That's
what comes up.
Yankee Doodle and tried to have fun with the words. That's what he tried to do.
The perpetrator's habit of sketching the victims prior to stabbing them to death.
Jeez.
Made him the Doodler.
Damn.
That's dark. Look at the hole you put me in, Sean. Yeah. That's your fault.
I'm very curious if Tiki's about to go down this hole. So April 1st is a day of jokes. It's a day of fun. April Fool's Day. Now, most of us find it obnoxious because we don't want to be fooled. We don't want there to be pranks played on us. I present to you a prank that I don't think you ever heard of, even though you, Tiki Barber, were here in New York when it was happening.
Okay.
April 1st.
Was this on radio?
This is a New York sports April Fool's joke.
New York sports
and
in general.
And I'm not talking about Sid Finch. Sid Finch was an article written by Sports Illustrated, a fictitious guy that signed with the Mets who throws 190 miles an hour. I'm not even talking about him. I'm talking about April 1st, 1997, when Marv Albert went on TV to proclaim that Walt Clyde Frazier, at age 50-something, was returning to the NBA.
A stunning development that will rock the world of sports. The announcement earlier today that 52-year-old Walt Clyde Frazier has come out of retirement. The Knicks have signed Frazier to a 10-day contract. He will receive the league minimum. Now, to make room for Clyde, the Knicks have announced that they have released veteran backcourt man Scott Brooks.
This was stunning. We were like,
was it believable?
I think so.
Because of Crooks being just a whatever, bought back of the bench guy.
Well, and also, Clyde was 52. He could still move. Even now at 80, he looks good. And he was out on the court taking shots. And then the Knicks went further with it. Take a listen to this feature about Walt Clyde Frazier's return to the New York
Knicks. This is an unbelievable announcement tonight that you made. What made you think you could do it? And how did this come about?
Well, one day at practice, I was just messing around with the guys, and, I was doing pretty good. So Ernie said, hey, Clyde, you look pretty good out there. And he told me that if I really wanted to come back and I worked diligently to do it, you know, he would think about it.
I think the thing that hurts me the most is that over the past 5 years, we've developed a real great friendship and some great chemistry on the air, and he never said a word to me about it. I had to find out about it in a press release.
The guy's old.
Scott Brooks.
Now, what can he bring to the team that I can't do? You know, it's disappointing, but it's just the way this business is. And I wish him well, but all I got to say is one thing. I hope I get picked up by a team. We play the Knicks in the playoffs, and I can show what they could have had. I don't believe it. I think it's garbage.
So you've got John Andres saying it. You've got Mike Breen kind of emotional about the whole thing.
Like, he never said anything. I work with him all every day.
Clyde gives you a very believable answer. I was just shooting around. Ernie's like, hey, you want to come back?
So what was the reveal? How did they tell you?
Ah, gotcha. They said April Fool's.
Did they?
I think so. I don't remember how it got revealed.
I mean, if they had to just, we're just joking, guys.
Yeah.
April Fool's.
So how many years have you been retired now?
Almost 20.
Almost 20.
Man, this is
2006. It is now 2000. So it's about 19 years.
This will be my 19th season out.
Clyde at this point had been away for, I guess, even less than that. But he was older than you because he's 53 years old.
Yeah, but he probably played more than a decade.
We should try this next year. Tiki Barber's returning.
No, thank you. I do not want to get hit.
Do you think that all. In 1997 you would have believed this? Like, if you heard this.
No.
You would have said, nah, they're pulling out like.
This is nonsense. I mean, I'm very attuned to April Fool's because my birthday is in early April.
Right.
So you just start thinking about it. You start thinking about what could happen in the beginning of the month because of April Fool's Day.
Right.
And so I would have picked up on it, I think, right away. There's no way. He's 52 years old.
There is, and I'm trying to figure out the perfect New York athlete with all the teams that we have in the perfect sport. What's the return that we could, not we, because we're not pulling the joke, but a franchise in this town could pull off? Like, is it?
Lundqvist.
Henrik Lundqvist returns to the Rangers?
No,
I think he's got health issues.
No,
right?
That's the problem. I'll tell you actually the one.
Go ahead.
We get really riddled at injury this year in October.
Andy Pettit.
Eli Manning.
Oh, Eli Manning. Yeah.
Still in the spot, like not that far.
Yeah, he's only five or 6 years removed.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one.
And how old is Eli?
It's probably like 43
now. Yeah, but Wall was 52 during this whole thing, or 53.
I mean, Tom Brady won a Super Bowl at 44.
right. That's so funny. I think that Tom Brady is a guy.
He's 44.
I think the other 44. The other guy I was thinking about, and tell me if you'd believe it, if the Yankees just came out and said it, Mariano Rivera.
Mm.
He was so good at the very end.
Yeah.
He throws one pitch.
But is he still in, like, good baseball, just physical shape?
But no, it's
I'm
not.
Because, like I say, Henrik Lundqvist, I don't know about his health issues, but he looks like he's still put together.
Well, you got to remember, they're not actually coming back.
Oh,
it's an April Fool's joke.
But the only way it makes sense is if, like, Clyde, I'm sure at 52, looked great.
Yeah, I was watching the videos.
Knocking down shots and probably had some wiggles still left in his feet. So it's different. You got to look the part. But if you don't look the part, and I think that might be the issue with Mariano, I don't think he looks the part like he could do it anymore.
Yeah, I think the Yankees have a lot of good choices. A-Rod making a return.
CeCe. He lost a ton of weight.
CeCe's jacked now.
Yeah. But that would concern me. Because he was at his best when he wasn't jacked.
True.
That would be my concern. Yeah, the Yankees have a lot of choices. Andy Pettit, would you buy that one?
I don't know.
Have you
seen him throwing this BP now?
When Andy Pettit came out of retirement the first time, I mean the only time, I remember being on the air with Joe thinking, we're getting pranked right now. Like, it was so out of left field.
How old
when
was
he came back. He wasn't that old,
right,
though.
Yeah, but it was a different interpretation of age.
Yeah. Yeah. And things feel different right now.
37 feels like it's ancient.
Yeah.
And, 15 years ago.
I'd say with the Mets, David Wright, but we all know about the injury history, so that'd be a tough one to buy. Daniel Murphy already did it.
No football player, really, other than if it's a quarterback that's under 45.
Yeah, it's the quarterback. The Eli Manning one is the
right. No other position could do it.
No other position.
Maybe,
I agree with you.
Kicker, but we wouldn't care.
How about the Knicks announced Melo's been activated? That's a good one.
It's not bad.
That's not a bad one. Not a bad one.
Yeah.
Well, that was a great April Fool's joke. So congratulations to, I think it was MSG Network that they were on. Because they pulled that one off. That's a classic. My favorite sports April Fool's joke of all time. Let's go to Brad in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. What's up, Brad?
Ev, Tiki, how we doing?
We're good, man. What's up?
What's up?
So I think it is only fair. I do remember a few months ago it was the rule that when Sean bombs out on his Cinco, that the positivity prophet, Tommy Lugauer, should take over for the rest of the month. Because that was the worst Cinco in the history of Cincos.
Wow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.